The bullet whizzed through the air on the streets of Cairo, Egypt. The bystanders dropped to the ground and covered their heads as the bullet found its mark. Finally, the Egyptian tyrant, Mohammed Gaza, was no more. My partner, Agent Watson, and I rushed over to cover up the lifeless body. He threw a tarp over it as I dragged it away. Target neutralized.
All affirmative, Delta Squad. Head back to base for debriefing.
How are we going to conceal the deceased body without getting caught?
I had no time to respond. An unknown adversary had handcuffed me in my wrist. I blacked out. I awoke to the sound of silence while rubbing my head. I heard a harsh-sounding voice with a unique Russian accent yelling at someone. I arise and realize the voice is yelling at me, and it's saying, "Get up! Get up!" I look around, but no one was there.
Look behind you, infidel.
I turn around and see a black glass window with a speaker on the bottom. From my training at the CIA, I soon realized I was captured and I was in an interrogation cell.
In time. Why don't you go?
I didn't even ask anything yet, but he must have been reading my thoughts, because my next question was, where was I and where is my partner? Then gas started to fill the room and I began to collapse. Darkness. Endless internal darkness. That was all that filled my mind as the gas entered my nostrils. Then my partner, Agent Watson, came into view. There was nothing wrong with him at first. I looked closer, and that's when I saw it. His left arm was faintly glowing red. I found that strange, but what hit me more was my desire for that limb. I wanted it. I had to take it. My whole life revolved around that one piece of human flesh. I aimlessly drifted towards him and began to split and rip his arm open with my teeth and hands. I dug into his shoulder with all my might. I eventually split his arm from his shoulder and held it up in triumph. Suddenly, it vanished. Everything was dissolving. Agent Watson's lifeless body dissipated, as did his gnawed-off arm. I tried to scream, but I couldn't. My feet were frozen in place, and I couldn't move. I was falling, cascading down into an abyss of darkness, right back into reality. I slowly regained consciousness, and I did the worst thing that I regret to this day. I opened my eyes.
It's about time, little American.
I recognized the voice from before, the same ominous tone and heavy Russian accent. I saw Watson on the ground, unmoving. I observed my surroundings and I distinguished faint outlines of large shapes around me. I looked up and saw a metal ceiling and metal walls surrounding us. From what I observed, there was no method of escape.
This, my friends, is the start of a new dawn. The Russians will conquer everything and everyone!
I cleared my throat and proclaimed, "What? How?"
"Calm down, infidel. I will explain. You've been injected with a nanovirus that slowly, painfully eats you away from the inside and will eventually turn you to dust. Its activation starts in 10 hours.
Agent Watson started to become conscious.
The voices! Get him out of my head!
He started clawing at his head, then crumpled to the ground.
Russia already has missiles set in position, waiting for my command. Once they launch, they'll destroy all of America and the world.
Well, you already tried that in the 1950s and you failed. America will fight back. They will. They won't just stand there and wait for your missiles to hit.
So confident, little man. The virus we injected you with will travel into the wind stream and destroy the globe. I know what you're thinking. It will kill us too. But our whole country has been injected with an antivirus that kills the nanovirus, so we will be unharmed.
It can't be true, I thought to myself.
Nighty-night, little American.
Then the same gas from before filled the room. I began to feel like I was in a cage that kept getting smaller and smaller. I saw Watson get crushed by one of the walls and I began to feel skinny. I opened my eyes and shot onto my feet and thought to myself, what's going on? Watson and I both perceived a big digital clock with a time on it. The time was 8 hours, 31 minutes, and 54 seconds. We had that long to live. Simultaneously, we both see the slightest bit of light and go check it out. It was the smallest window we have ever seen. Then it hit me. Agent Watson, follow me. We can break out. I pulled my super secret knife out of the sole of my boot.
Now how are we going to get in?
Jump!